Let us now turn to the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 21, the first five verses. I saw heaven and earth new created. Gone the first heaven, gone the first earth, gone the sea. I saw holy Jerusalem, new created, descending resplendent out of heaven, as ready for God, as a bride for her husband. I heard a voice thunder from the throne. Look, look, God has moved into the neighborhood, making his home with men and women. They're his people. And he's their God. He'll wipe every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears gone. Crying gone. Pain gone. All the first order of things gone. The enthroned continued. Look, I'm making everything new. Write it all down, each word, dependable and accurate. Here ends Scripture. May God's Spirit touch, guide and change us today. During the past week, many of us watched the opening and the dedication of a 9/11 memorial museum, memorial and museum in New York. People across the world relived the horrors that struck our country during 2001. And while the ceremony was going on over television, it was interesting for me to notice that I was drinking in every word, every thought, everything that was happening there, and my wife quietly left. She said, that was just too much. I don't want to be reminded. I don't want to see it again. And we had a good discussion afterwards. For some of us, the way that we deal with realities. Some just run straight into it. Others try and get around it. But somehow, with God's help, we get where we need to be. 9/11 will go down in history as the date that forever changed not only America, but also the world. What happened since then? It is as if a downward spiral of terrorism and counterterrorism, war, religious division, and hatred is dragging the world deeper and deeper and deeper into darkness. It's also true that there are efforts around the world to stop the madness. Analyze what went wrong and why in all-out efforts to turn the perilous tide and to save civilization for generations still to come. Now, one notable effort originated from a think tank known across the world as the Club of Rome. Several years ago, a small international group of professionals from the fields of diplomacy, industry, academia, and civil society met at a quiet villa in Italy. And there, they initiated a global think tank and a center of innovation and initiative. The Club of Rome brought together scientists, economists, business persons, international high civil servants, heads of state, former heads of state from all five continents, with the sole purpose of seeking and suggesting solutions to the greatest problems of the world. And then came their conclusion. It was amazing. They came back and stated that pollution was not the greatest problem. They gave some attention to global warming. They said, yes, it's bad, but that's not the greatest problem. Drought across large parts of the world. Yes, that's bad. That's not the greatest problem. Famine. Oh, it's horrible. But it's not the greatest problem. Their final finding is that all these international disasters originated from a single source. Human intervention is the actual cause. The unanimous finding of the Club of Rome was that something went wrong with all humankind. And finally, they all agreed that this world of ours' biggest problem lies in the nature and the depravity of us as human beings. Listen to what the report said. It said, we gossip, we demean, we hurt, we assassinate one another with our words, attitudes, and deeds. We hate, we destroy, and we are prejudiced against one another. We are looting the earth and its resources. Us, no one else, are causing the gradual destruction of our world as we know it. In order to counter the hatred, replace war and strife with peace and tolerance of those different from us, they concluded we must begin at the source of destruction. Where did they find the source of all the destruction in this world? They concluded, they found it within you and within me, within all of us. We must learn how to recreate human nature as such. There are factors determining your life and mine. You and I are governed, yes, but from the inside of ourselves, by our very nature, by our background, by our environment, by our education that we enjoyed. In a destructive, sad, pathetic way, we have become the captains of our souls and the masters of our fate. We are destroying the hope for a better world from the inside out. Wow. If you think this is a bleak picture, I struggled with it for hours and hours and hours. And finally, I felt like laying under my chair instead of sitting on it. What a situation. What a time we're living in. And then it struck me. It actually didn't wash over me, it washed through me. Exactly that is the beauty of our Christian faith. That's where we fit into this bigger picture. So the final message in the book of Revelation that we heard this morning indeed proclaims, talks about a changed world. A world, listen well, where the distance that we have created between God and us will be no more. And that is one of the final predictions in the last book of the Bible. John predicts, listen what he said. Look. God has moved into the neighborhood, making his home with men and women like you and me. They are his people, and he is their God. Then comes the promise. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be gone for good. Tears, no more. Gone. Crying, gone. Suffering, pain, gone. The Bible says, all the first order of things will be gone. Now we must remember that the Apostle Paul wrote to the first century community of Corinth in response to the problems that had appeared in the community since he had left them. He heard about what's happening after he left. So all he could do, he wrote them a letter. Oh, and the problems that he heard about were significant. Including divisions in the church, in which different members try to usurp one another's authority, and some members even took others to court. They were pressing ethical questions. There were public scandals. There was disruptive and chaotic behavior. But Paul understood, Paul knew that the one problem that undergirds all others was the truth that they never understood, that they never grasped the nature of Christian salvation. There is so little point in proclaiming our faith in a living Christ unless you and I undergo a spiritual resurrection through Christ. Church membership alone does not and will never do the trick. A true relationship with Christ makes you a Christian, nothing else. If you and I do not have a personal relationship with God in and through Jesus Christ, then our efforts will always be in vain. Oh, even today, you and I can exchange our hateful, harming, and selfish innermost self and become a new creation of Christ. You know, that's the mystery that I often think about lately. 46 years in the pulpit. It's a long time. A long time. But I've discovered one thing. Unless I work with myself, unless I say with my heart and with my life and with my witness, yes, God, that's what I believe. That's why I dare to speak in your name. Being made a new creation of Christ, I know that many of us had that experience. Wonderful memories of the time when for the first time we whispered or prayed, just as I am, without any excuse. Here I am. And that is the message of salvation. It was so in our childhood days. It is still the message to this very day. Even now the words of Jesus are still echoing through the ages. See, I am making all things new. In and through Christ, our lives together will be a new creation. Can you imagine that even now, even this morning, we can open ourselves and just say, God, take possession of me inside so that I can live according to your will. Otherwise, our words about the love of Christ are empty until we have truly become a new creation and live that love. Change begins in us through Christ and then spreads into the world as you and I work, strive, and live as Jesus did. Remember, he taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh yes, I still believe in the coming of the kingdom of God. How does it come? It begins when God's will become our will. When God's way become our way, then and only then God shall indeed live among mortals and wipe all tears from our eyes. And then we shall destroy each other and our beautiful world no more. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. Amen.